Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Blue Coin Drinkers! We are back, baby. We are back and better than ever. I hope everybody had a great holiday, a great new year. If you can't tell already, my voice is a little out of it. But I'm going to power through just like the Lions power through every week under Dan Campbell. And the Lions are... So with the holiday, we're getting this one episode. We probably won't respond too much about the 49ers game because there's a much bigger game coming up. We'll make some comments here and there about it, though, throughout the episode. The Lions, they win over the 49ers on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football's biggest game in 5 years, TV ratings-wise. So a lot of people watch that game. 40-34 victory. They moved to 14-2, and yet, at 14-2, they still have not clinched division. They have a big game coming up this week on Sunday Night Football to end the regular season against the Vikings. We're going to get into all that. But before we do, let's introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Happy New Year, Lion fans.
Red Dog.
Yo.
And holy cow, who's that? He's back again. It's Connor.
It's me. Hello.
So we got the whole Kool-Aid crew here. We got our producer Kid Jay off to the side. In a few moments, we're going to have a special guest join us to enter the Lions' Den. I want to get everybody really quick 30-second reaction to the 49ers game. UJ, go first.
I just love Dan Campbell treating this like another game and not stressing his guys going for the win. The defense struggled a bit. That was a little unnerving, to be honest with you, but I'm not really all that concerned. That being said, our offense is just humming, man. It doesn't matter who we play. Our offense can beat anybody. So, yeah, it was a fun game to watch. It was a fun game to win, 14-2. Lions record, amazing. Good show. And I can't wait till the next game.
Connor.
UJ, I absolutely agree. I think starting everyone was the right move. That's how they practiced all week. So you're not going to just throw a bunch of backups in that weren't getting first team reps. I also think it sends a bad message to just throw the game. I think momentum does matter in this league, and no one got hurt, so karma was on our side, and it was an entertaining game. I do think the defense is a bit concerning, but hopefully that just means they got their stinker out of the way, so then next week we can rebound a bit. But man, that offense just looks beautiful.
And Red Dog.
Beautiful indeed, Connor. Four players with over 1,000 yards from scrimmage, the first offense in NFL history to do it. This team is freaking awesome. I love every bit of it. You know, yeah, defense was a little soft this game. Who cares? We got the dub. Kirby Joseph stepped up big when it mattered most. What a stud. I love getting the dub. I love not, you know, everyone keeps saying doesn't mean anything or something about the game, and I just think that's – it only means that in, like – it only makes sense if you, like, are talking about, like, numbers and, like extra things you could win. But every win matters in the NFL. It matters to win. And Dan Campbell wasn't going to do anything but win, and that's what he did, baby. So bring on Minnesota.
Yeah, I thought that was it was just a really fun game to watch. The Lions offense just continuing to soar. The last four games, 34, 42, 34, 40 points. They are full go. This is the time of year where you like the Tom Brady always said, like the last five games of the season, really, do we truly know who you are as a team? And their offense, we truly know what it is, and it's – it is I think, the best in the NFL. This is a 49ers team that was playing extremely hard. They really wanted to win this game. The Lions still didn't let them. And, yeah, like you said, Kirby Joseph, just a beast out there. And he is hated. God. I don't know if you guys saw the Pro Bowl thing. Maybe we could talk about that later. But just we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But Kirby Joseph specifically was voted number one safety by the fans in the NFL. But that's like a third of the vote. The other third is the coaches and the other third is players. He didn't even make the Pro Bowl. He's the second alternate. So I think he's hated by the players on other teams and coaches alike just because of his style and personality. But we love him. And,
well, you know the Vikings.
I know Vikings fans hate him. We'll get to that maybe with our guest in a second. But what was that, Red Dog?
I was just about to say what you were. The Viking fans and, then, and what was it, the Packers fans? Who else did he break out?
Rams, the Rams. Yeah, yeah. And the hook and ladder, it shows out again in the San Francisco game. This time with J-Mo down the sideline. Just beautiful.
So good. I saw a stat. You know, the greatest show on turf at the Rams in 16 games, you know, that greatest offense ever in history. I think we outdid him by like one touchdown in 16 games, man.
Beautiful.
Sick.
Love that.
I believe it.
The greatest show on turf.
It was actually one passing touchdown, funny enough.
Yeah, it was like one passing touchdown.
It was like 38-37.
Yeah, crazy.
I love it. All right, so we might have more comments about that game throughout the episode, but we have our guest waiting on the side here, so we're going to bring him in now to enter the Lion's Den. That is, we have Joel entering the Lion's Den. Joel is a sad, sad case. He's a Vikings fan, but we've let him in. I don't know if he's going to live or not by the end, but we'll see. Joel, welcome to the podcast, and we hope that you enjoy the last 15 minutes of your life.
Welcome, Joel.
What's going on, fellas? Happy to be in the Lion's Den.
No, he says that now.
Yeah, he says that now, yeah. So, Joel, I like to ask to lead off this segment, so for our new guest in the den, why the hell are you a Vikings fan? We need to know this before we even get into the game itself. Because it doesn't make any sense to us or our listeners.
I'm from Minnetonka, Minnesota, near Minneapolis. I don't know if you heard of Lake Minnetonka. It's where the old Vikings love boat scandal went down 20 years ago. Remember that? So I've just been a Vikings fan my whole life, just growing up around, you know, Minnesotans and whatnot. So pretty much the gist of it.
Sorry.
It's not really an excuse.
It's a tough life. It's a tough life. But hey.
So fate dealt you a tough hand, I see. Yeah.
It did. A little adversity never hurts anybody. So.
Do you remember Fran Tarkenton?
No. I know of him, of course, but that's way before me.
You remember the Purple People Eaters?
Yeah. that's like my childhood.
Cool.
So, Joel, were you one of the Vikings fans? It seemed like most I talked to before the season, were kind of in line with their over-under. I think their over-under this season coming into it was like 6.5, something like that. Were you more in line with that thing, or did you really think this would be a team that would be 14-2 heading into week 17 or week 18 for a chance to win the NFC North and number one seed?
Yeah, 14-2 was, I definitely didn't predict that, but, I think you're correct. The line being 6.5, and that seemed a little bit, you know, Kevin O'Connell, elite coach, Justin Jefferson, all these weapons. Like, I get it. Rookie quarterback was what was going to be the deal, but selling us a little bit short. Being completely honest, I thought maybe 9 wins, 10 wins was going to be the cap. I thought it was going to be like a half rebuild year. See what we got with JJ McCarthy. Then obviously he goes down with the meniscus. And then the magic of Sam Darnold has unfolded, and it's been a wonderful ride, let me tell you what.
So is he the main difference? I mean, there's one guy. So is it one guy that was the difference in this surge of you guys this year? Or is it – what do you think?
I mean, if you – in my eyes, it's two guys. It's Sam Darnold and Brian Flores. I'm not too much of a X's and O's guy, you know. But the way he's got that defense flying around and the boys – play after play after play. It's been special to watch this year.
Oh, so it was J.J. McCarthy that was expected. See, everyone kept telling me, it was like, oh, they knew they had Sam Darnold. You know, you guys were not expecting him to be this, right? Like, in any way, shape, or form. Like, Sam Darnold.
No. I think Sam Darnold was always supposed to start the year, though.
Was he?
Like, with J.J. McCarthy taking over later. That was always my thought.
I think so. J.J. sitting here made sense.
Well, Joel agrees with me, so you guys can suck. but with that said, you think your boy Sam's going to be able to get it done this week against this fierce Lions defense?
Fierce Lions defense? You got, what, 13 dudes on IR?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I think you're underselling it.
I think it's like, yeah, it's like 18 more. Dudes. 19?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's going to be a barn burner. I'm calling it's going to be like a 42-35 shootout.
Oh, man.
It's going to come down to the nails, and I'm excited. I don't think I've ever been more excited for a regular season game. It's probably the biggest regular season game of my life I've ever seen.
Wow, so it sounds like you have the biggest letdown of your life.
I mean, it's one way to spin it, but but I'm stoked.
Right. I mean, who really stands out in this Vikings defense? Give us some names here. Who's really standing out? Who we should be looking out for? I mean, in the first matchup, I mean, the Lions, they had a big lead, 21-10. They were controlling the game. We had a fumble, turnover. They score. Mm. We definitely can't allow that to happen again. But Jake Bates makes a big field goal, 44 yards, to win the game at the end of it all. In that game... Goff only had three incompletions. Really good game out of him. Ivan Pace had a sack. Van Ginkel is probably the player of the year on your team. But yeah, give us some names. Grenard, obviously.
Yeah, it seems to be a new guy that steps up every week, whether it's Grenard or Ginkel or Cam Bynum or Minnesota boy Blake Cashman. He's been making some plays all season long. And then we got the vets, of course, Gilly and Harrison Smith, the hitman, who has been around forever, and he's still just doing it. I think he's 35 now, Hall of Famer, lock. It's just it's a unique defense. It's a dynamic defense. They run some confusing coverages, and it's just fun to watch the whole picture come together.
Connor, you have a question for Joel?
Yeah, would you say that Hawk is the second best tight end in the NFC North?
let's see. We got Hawk, Kraft. Probably first or second.
Oh, okay.
No, there's a dude down in Detroit who's not bad. He's all right.
You put Kraft in front of him.
Wow. Oh, the disrespect.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Hey, Joel, I got a question too. You're a Trubu fan, right? You're loyal, right? You wouldn't ever switch teams for no matter what reason, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. No, so sir. can you sing us the fight song?
This is the one thing that I was hoping you guys wouldn't ask me.
Uh-oh.
unlike Levi, I do not know the lyrics to the fight song. I could hum it for you, but I do not know the lyrics to the fight song.
Okay, hum it.
And you know, so on and so on.
Wow, that's a really impressive.
Wow,
that's beautiful.
Woo! Is that what you guys like?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing. I don't know. I had a question for Joel, disgrace. But now I'm not sure he's worthy of it. That's
go ahead.
Oh, I guess I'll give you a shot anyway.
Lay it on me.
All right, Joel. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1. Being that Minnetonka was to be blown off the map by a nuclear missile strike, and 10 being that the Minnesota Vikings never win a Super Bowl ever again. How scared are you of the Lions this week?
Two.
Appropriate level of fear. Appropriate level of fear. I like that.
Two. Yeah.
So, guys, we got them.
Were you warned of this question in advance? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I was warned of the fight song. That was the one I was warned of, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm not gonna be a phony and try to learn it one day. So
that would have been impressive, though.
I could have tried, but it is.
Well, I think you're right, going to hear the Lions fight song a lot.
In a losing effort, you're right. It's not worth it.
To go off that too, though, Joel, what fears you about the Lions on offense against the Vikings defense?
Yeah, they have just got a dynamic offense, whether it's, you know, Jameson Williams, who makes those big plays, deep balls, Amon-Ra, who's just can carve up a D, or those backs you got. Obviously, Montgomery's been out, but it seems like the way Dan Campbell runs that offense, it's just the next man up, and somebody's going to fill in and make a big play. And, I mean, like you said earlier, four dudes with over 1,000 scrimmage yards is just absurd, and Goff has just been surgical this year. Debatably the most efficient QB in the NFC, in the NFL, but it's a scary, scary offense, and that's why I said earlier it's going to be a barn burner. I know the Vikings got the guys on defense and the team to get it done, but it'll be interesting to see it all come together Sunday night.
Absolutely. All right, so one last question before we decide if you live or die, but what is your prediction for the upcoming Sunday Night Football game to decide the number one seed in the NFC?
Yes, sir. We got 42-35 Vikings win. Oh, nail biter down to the end. But this won't be the last time we see each other. I guarantee you. The loser, I believe, obviously a 14-2 team will have the 5 seed. And then I believe if they win the first round, we'll see each other again in the divisional. I could be mistaken, but I think that's the way it's going to
shape. You know, I thought
no, it's the higher
sense,
the higher seed then it plays the the two, and the one seed plays the lower remaining seed. So, probably not in that case. It'd probably be the NFC Championship. They'd see each other again.
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll see you then. Either way,
you seem to have your marbles when you picked a good fear rating, but then you go with a score like that. Now I'm just like, he's nuts. He's nuts, ladies.
Yeah, I don't know where we find these people off the. Scrap heap in Minnetonka, I guess.
Right.
Or on a boat party, or whatever the hell that was. Were you on that boat, Chris? Joel? Were you on that boat with the Vikings players?
It's a boat.
No, I would have been sick. So no.
That would have been concerning for many reasons if he was on the boat.
Yeah. I would have been some bad parenting.
All right. Well, Joel, we've decided that we are. Gracious host here, and we're going to let you live, but just barely by the skin of your teeth.
Didn't you see my thumb? My thumb is sick.
Yeah, we were totally like.
Oh, you had the thumbs down.
Z must like you for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Dude. Well, Joel, we appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Joel.
And we hope you have a miserable Sunday night.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks,
Good
Joel.
Luck.
All right, man.
Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Coming on, man.
Thank you so much, Joel, for coming on. You guys, let's get into this game a little bit more.
Odd guy, that Joel. we find some odd ones here.
Yeah. obviously, last game, the Lions, they go into Minnesota and beat them 31-29. A real back-and-forth game. It looked like the Lions were in trouble to start that game. Come out really slow, down 10-0, fire off 21 straight points. Right back at them. Big fumble. Give up their lead. Not looking good. A Lions drive. They get in field goal position. Jake Bates has his first big field goal of his career, 44-yarder for the victory. But his Vikings team, since then, they had a Thursday night game after that where they lost to the Rams. But right after that, they have rattled off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 victories in a row to get right back to here. What do you guys think? You're expecting a lot of Lions here, especially coming out of the gates. I'll start with you, Connor. Offensively, especially.
Yeah. I think the Lions know that they're gonna have to just absolutely lock in on offense. You know, I think the whole Brian Flores fired Ben Johnson and what was that, Miami or something? That whole narrative is a bit overrated. But I think they're going to dial up the trick plays in this game. I think J-Mo is going to be heavily involved. I think Goff has been on fire the last 4 weeks. He's not just looking like a really solid quarterback. He's been looking like a quarterback that's elevating those around him. I think
absolutely.
I think they're also going to have to get something good out of Gibbs this week. A couple explosive runs, really free up that passing game. That's kind of what I'm looking for in this game.
And if you remember last time the Lions played the Vikings, Montgomery got hurt early in that game, so it was like Monty was out for most of that game as well. And Gibbs had a great game, 15 carries, 116 yards. He had that 45-yard touchdown run that was beastly.
Great things seem to happen when Jameer Gibbs gets the ball.
Yeah. Right. How about you, Red Dog? What are you expecting out of the Lions here defensively against this Vikings offense, especially with Jefferson? Jalen Naylor has been going off a little bit lately. This is their third wide receiver. Had four catches for 76 yards against us last time. And then Jordan Addison has been a monster lately. He's gotten really comfortable with Sam Darnold.
Simple Z, I expect the D to get the job done. That's what AG's defenses do. You know, I think it's always hard to guess what it's going to look like exactly. I mean, I guess I would guess people are expecting, you know, Addison and Jefferson and Hockenson and Naylor to put up some yardage and whatnot. And, you know, is Aaron Jones playing? Because I expect
yes.
think he'd do pretty okay. But I think our defense is going to be up to the task. I think we got enough healthy guys at the right positions that I don't know. I just think we can hold them, man. I think this defense is going to come out. I think they're going to be opportunistic, and they're going to be playing harder than they've played all season, and they're going to get after them. And I think Sam's going to be uncomfortable in the pocket. I think they're going to find a way to get pressure, whether it's blitzing or whether it's the guys up front. And I think they're going to hold them to not that many points.
Well, we are missing some key pieces from last time, especially Carlton Davis. And the main reason I mentioned that, and UJ, I'm curious what your thought. Are Lions going to try to mix it up with a little more zone than usual in this game, do you think? Or are we going to still stick with the man coverage, the heavy man coverage?
They're sticking with the man.
Especially with this. And Hock didn't play against the Lions either last time they played. Yeah. He's back for this Vikings team.
I honestly don't see him going to a lot of zone because it's just not what they do. And our secondary is talented enough, I think. You know, we can make it a little hard on these guys. And we just have to make it hard enough, you know. Our offense is so good, it'll overcome any defense in this league. And I mean any defense. But I don't think the Vikings offense rates anywhere near where we are. And I know our defense is lacking right now, but all we need is a few critical stops. And it'll make all the difference in the game. That's how I think this is going to go. It probably will be a somewhat high-scoring game. But I think we're just going to make that one or two stops or that one turnover when we need it. You know, because our defense is opportunistic. They just find a way. And I think they're going to find a way once again in this game.
I agree with
you,
Jim.
I mean,
except for the point.
This is a tough one. Do we think Terrion Arnold's going to be matched up with Jefferson throughout this game?
Probably.
I mean, that's a hell of a test for him right there on the biggest stage.
I mean, he's definitely the guy to do it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, with no Carlton Davis, who else are you putting on him?
I mean, Amik, they might try him there, but he's so short. No. I think it's pretty much a mismatch. I think you got to go with Terrion.
Yeah, definitely.
Best shot. So
that's going to be really fun to see him step up to that challenge for sure this week.
I think that's the thing. Like, without Carlton, you're going to have – like, Meek's a pest, though. Like, I feel like as long as, like, Addison or one of those guys doesn't have, like, the game of their life playing, like, elevated ball over him, like, just like he held Keenan Allen, he made that one good play on him. But otherwise, he was all in their hip pockets and stuff against the Bears. I think, you know, he can play that pest and make it hard on the other guys. He might give up some to the big guys, but he's going to be right there fighting for it.
For sure. And I think there's also a big step up for Jack Campbell this week. Because I think in the pass coverage, especially with he'll probably be assigned to TJ Hockenson most of the time in that pass coverage. So that's a really fun matchup as well. Yeah. Iowa on Iowa right there. That's a fun matchup right there.
Right.
Well, they've crossed paths. I don't know. No, probably not.
I don't think so. I think Jack Campbell's too young.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then offensive side, I mean, this is a defense that's pretty healthy for the Vikings. And they will mix and match their matches of all time. Like the Packers last week were expecting a lot of zone out of Minnesota. They came on more man. They are less predictable man coverage wise than the Lions are a little bit week to week. They mix it up a little more. But that has not stopped Jared Goff and the Lions going against the Brian Flores defense over the past couple of years. The last three games have been the Lions have scored 20, 24, and then 31. So they can definitely put up points against Brian Flores and this defense.
I think teams that like try to out athletic those, like, I think we're the perfect kind of antidote to a Brian Flores defense, which is we got a super cerebral quarterback who can process the field super fast and can manipulate his offense so precisely. But, like, you know, if you're trying to play like just like bang it ball and you're just gonna out man, like they're too talented, they're gonna mix you up, they're gonna get it all confusing for you. But Jared Goff just reads that stuff like it's like the morning paper.
Yeah, and then the big news this week is I hope we have Anzalone back.
Oh, that'd be nice.
He's a full participant at practice today.
Did you hear what he has to do?
He's got a metal plate in his arm.
Did you hear the passing criteria?
To get him back on the field? Handstands, right?
Handstand push-ups.
That Gamble said, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see, actually, Dan Gamble say it. Was he being serious when he said it?
I doubt it.
I doubt it.
No, so Anzalone returned to practice. It's not guaranteed he will play, if he is a full participant.
If he's not serious, he's embellishing in the direction of truth, though, which is to say he's not going to play any of his guys unless they're ready to go.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Anzalone even said he's not 100% yet, and they're trying to make a decision. And I think they're going to think long-term on this one, have him for the playoffs. So I don't expect to see him personally.
I'd be shocked, but maybe he's there in an emergency type role where they run out of every linebacker imaginable.
Well, he won't be active. If he can do handstand push-ups, I think he's ready to go. Then I say he plays.
Yeah, I think he'll play.
All right, so I like it. Some think he will, some he won't. I mean, this is the biggest game. This is arguably the biggest regular season game in NFL history.
No two
teams have played 14-2,
yeah,
or even like 13-2, like with 16 weeks.
And most wins between two teams in a game in NFL history.
Yeah, this is insane. I expect like this to break television records. I don't know who would want to watch this game, especially in Detroit. Connor, are you or any of the crew going?
I will be there. Yes.
Oh, nice.
You will.
My sister dropped out because she didn't want to go at nighttime. So Rachel dropped out, not little G.
Cray. How's she going to?
I don't know how I'm getting back to Chicago for work on Monday, but this
doesn't
was too
matter.
Big to pass up. I couldn't possibly.
You'll walk back if you have to.
Connor, were you like, she's losing her mind, and I'm reaping all the benefits?
My dad texted me. He's Bob's in Paris right now, and within 12 seconds, I was like, yep, I will be there. I'll see you in Detroit. And I will be there. Bob and I will both
awesome.
Be there.
Beautiful.
Good voice.
The cheapest ticket right now is standing room for $400.
Wow.
Jesus.
That's incredible. I mean, this is basically playoff football at this point, man.
It is. Straight
up. It really is.
It literally is.
The Lions really need that number one seed. They need that extra bye week. Get this team as healthy as possible with all their issues.
But I just love Campbell's message to the team, okay? You know, so many coaches, you know, they'd be a little disappointed. Yeah, maybe they didn't get the first seed. They got to play this last game and all that. But it would be nice to rest the players. But Campbell just, like, relishes this stuff, and it's so awesome. I mean, he just says, this is the greatest thing there is. I mean, this is why we play the game. This is – you just got to love that stuff. And as a player, God, how can you not love it, man? Just, you know, this is why they play the game. You want the best against the best. It's just – it's so perfect.
What?
And like you said, Z, that it should be the biggest rated game because it's – there's so much on the line right here, and it's going to be awesome. I can't even wait. And Campbell is the difference, I think, in these teams. And, I mean, this team just, I don't know. There's so much of his personality, and I think they're going to win this one somehow, some way.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up the Lions' record in prime time under Dan Campbell, but it's like a ridiculous. It's like 80%.
It's really good.
Above.
Let's see.
What have we lost in prime time?
I haven't. I can't find it though.
I bet you can count it on one hand.
I saw it on Twitter once.
I think it's only one loss.
Might be something like that. Yeah, Flexi might have been the best favor for us.
Where do people find these stats? Those obscure ones. Anyways,
I do love it, UJ. Though it's like a fairy tale. It is like this is like why every person who loves football and plays football their whole life like would get like this is like the ultimate like just moment outside of like a Super Bowl. Like it doesn't get bigger than this. It's so exciting. Absolutely.
We're 9-2 in primetime games under Dan Campbell.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, nice find. I like it. 9-2.
That was as of December 5th, actually. So we've added one more win.
49ers.
So we're actually 10-2 in primetime games under Dan Campbell.
I'm trying to think of the two. Oh, Cowboys, the controversial ending.
Yep.
That's one.
Packers and Thanksgiving.
That's not primetime, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, think about that one, but the other one, it doesn't happen often. It's not like you said.
10-2.
No.
10-2. Really good. Really good.
Was it the Bills?
This is gonna be one hell of a matchup.
It was the Bills.
And to all the people out there, I love all the Vikings fans that I know in my life. They're texting me like, I can't believe the Lions are playing their entire team tonight. I'm like, you don't know this team at all if you're surprised that they're out there playing tonight.
I love that we get that narrative, though, because Dan Campbell has a really good point about it. He's like, okay, well, like, so you can sit six guys. Like, who are you going to sit? And, like, then what's that going to do to the rest of the guys? Like, now you got to put stress on your other starters because you're sitting six guys. Yeah. Like, who wants six? Better to just have your whole team continue to row the boat in the same direction than to, like, you know, I don't know, run it inefficiently towards the end.
Yeah, and I don't like the idea of losing rhythm either. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are like pretty much set in a routine at this point, which the bye week in a way hurts you when you get the loser. I mean, look at the college football playoff. All four teams that had a bye lost, and a lot of them didn't even look remotely like good out there.
No, they did not.
I mean, the
Lions would take full advantage of it, though. Like, I think Dan Campbell would absolutely use it to the max.
Yeah.
But, like,
right.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a guaranteed positive, right?
Exactly. So, especially when you're going into a big game. Now, that is a short week. They do lose a day of rest. But, I mean, this team, if any, is ready for that challenge. So, having said all that, it's a big game. It's the biggest game of the year. Biggest regular season game probably in Detroit Lions history, and we are alive to be able to watch it, and we're alive to be able to make our ever-famous predictions for this game. And, of course, we have two prediction segments. Our first, of course, is our roar of the week. That is the player or coach who we think will have the biggest impact overall on the game. Not necessarily the best stats or anything in that nature. And then the second one, of course, is our world-famous predictions where we predict the outcome of the game. So, having said that, let's get into it. Rod Dog, let's start with you. Who is your roar of the week?
All right. Well, you know, there's some kind of funny, like, similarities between these teams with the Vikings and the Lions. I think there's actually a lot. Like, you know, our offenses are built similar on multiple explosive weapons, two receivers, great tight end, good running back, and a first overall quarterback who has revived their career with their current team. But I think Jared Goff is not comparable when it comes to – I think Jared Goff is a better quarterback by a good shot than Sam Darnold, and I think he's going to be the difference in this game. I think Jared Goff is going to continue to just be elite and the calming factor, the controlling factor, the guy who just runs his team like cool hand freaking Luke out there, and he's going to lead this team to victory. So – I think he's just going to keep doing his thing, dishing it out to his weapons, and winning football games. Jared Goff is my roar of the week.
How many yards and how many touchdown passes?
360 yards, 4 touchdown passes.
All right. That would be beautiful. He had 280 for 2 last time they played. He was 22 of 25 throwing the ball. So definitely achievable. UJ.
All right. This is a tough one, all as always. My initial thought was Jared Goff, and then I thought maybe Jahmyr Gibbs. Because our offense is obviously going to have a good day. But that being said, I think the big play of the game is going to come on the defensive side of the ball near the end of the game to lock it up. I'm going with Kirby Joseph, man. Right now he is a shark, and he's smelling blood in the water. You can see him now. He is just on a roll right now, and he is feeling it. So I think some point late in the game in the fourth quarter, you see Kirby's going to come up with a big pick to ice the game. So Kirby Joseph is my roar of the week.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. Like that. Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey, nice.
All right, let's go to Connor.
Piggybacking off UJ, I'm not picking Kirby Joseph, but I'm picking Brian Branch this week. Ooh. I think there's a lot of like ebbs and flows with Kirby and Brian, and I think late in the game, you know, there's going to be some bullshit slant route to Jordan Addison, and Brian Branch is going to show up out of nowhere like a ghost and steal the ball and take it back 30 yards. It's going to clinch us the game. And I think he's going to have two very critical pass deflections as well. Brian Branch is my roar of the week.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, Jared Goff we have so far. Producer KJ.
My roar of the week, I think, is going to be a...
Whoa.
That was a roar.
I think it's going to be a Jameson Williams. I think I think he's like really found his way in this offense the last 3 or 4 weeks or so. And I think he's going to continue again by having another big performance against the Vikings when they try to shade some of the coverage towards Laporta and Amon-Ra. And I think he'll get some open opportunities and make some big plays. So Jameson Williams is my roar of the week.
All right. I like it. Nice diversity here. We got a little offense, a little defense. All right. So Bob, who is unable to make the podcast, has Sam Laporta as his roar of the week. 2 touchdowns and a solid all-around performance. So Bob's roar of the week.
Oh, baby.
Sam Laporta. This is a tough one, you guys. This could go so many different directions. But I got to agree with Bob here. I have Sam Laporta as my roar of the week as well. Not just the receiving, which I think he'll have 80 yards and a touchdown. I also think he'll have some key blocks on the edge to free up Gibbs and some other maybe he's the pitch man this time in a hook and ladder. I don't know, but I think he's got a really big impact on this game. Take over the middle of that defense, open up some things on the outside for the likes of Amon-Ra, for the likes of J-Mo. So Sam Laporta is my roar of the week as well. Me and Bob, same wavelength.
I love it.
All right. Let's get into it. This is our biggest prediction of the year. Our biggest one. You betcha. This is the biggest game in Detroit Lions regular season history, as I mentioned before. 14-2 going against the 14-2 Minnesota Vikings. Number one seed in the NFC is on the line. If I told you that, to begin the season, we would all have been thrilled, and here we are. Yeah. Although, if we were 14-2, you're like, why are we not like resting our starters? Or the cakewalk. Anyways, a rare instance where the Minnesota Vikings also 14-2, but this game is in Detroit. It is in Detroit. They're coming into the den on Sunday Night Football this Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings, 7:20 p.m. kickoff. The Lions, depending on where you look, are 2.5 or 3-point favorites. The over-under is 56.5 or 55.5. I've seen that. Either way, it's really high. And this is the game of a lifetime. Game of a lifetime, as Joel, our Lions Den guest, also mentioned. So let's go around. Let's make our ever world-famous predictions. And we're going to start with Connor.
All right. I think this is going to be a very intense game, but I actually feel really good about this game. Like the Bills game, I kind of had like a creeping feeling about. I don't have that here. I think the offense is going to be on fire, and I think the defense is going to be a little shaky. I'm not going to lie, but I think they're going to come up with some key stops, and I think they're going to hold them in the red zone a few times, crucially as well. I think this game is going to be 42-28 Lions. Ooh. I think they're actually going to pull away a bit in the fourth, and there's going to be some celebrations. And a Brian Branch pick, like I mentioned earlier, is going to seal the deal. It's going to take the wind out of the sails. The Lions cruise through the last 6 minutes of the quarter. That is my prediction.
Love it.
All right. There you have it. So Connor has Lions winning. All right, let's go to Rud Dog, my favorite prediction.
All right. Well, you know, the big one, boys. This is it. And, you know, the Vikings have been chomping at our heels all season. But this is where we finally put our boot down on their throats. We're going to go off this game, boys. The offense is going to put on a show. You know, the defense is going to be so freaking tired of hearing all week how they're going to score so many points. They're going to score so many points. Well, guess what? They're only going to score 3 on a pity field goal at the end of the game when they lose 75 plus the PAT. And we're going to all go, that's the spirit for 76-3. One seed, division champs, Detroit Lions, baby. Let's go. That's my
76-3 on a Rud Dog. Rud Dog, I had 54-3. So I had half of it right. Every week I debate if you could give him the field goal or not. You gave him some respect this week.
It was a pity field goal. I'm not sure if it was respect.
But there you go. So 76-3 on a Rud Dog. I'm wrong again. UJ. Look like you're a little stressed out there. You're having a cigarette.
Smoking a lot.
That's how I relax, Z. That's how I relax. So, okay. It's going to be an interesting game. It's going to be a very interesting game. And the Vikings have a great defense. Okay, I'll accept that. And they're going to stop us a couple times. And that's the only thing that's going to keep us from scoring 42 points in this game. But our defense is going to have a surprise performance in this one. And I think the Vikings are slightly on the overrated side offensively. So what I think is going to happen, we're going to win this game 31-21.
Ooh.
And like I said, Kirby is going to make a pick in the fourth quarter when the Vikings are driving, getting back in the game to get within a field goal. But Kirby's going to pick it, and we're going to run the clock down or they won't have a chance. 31-21 is my prediction. And Goff is going to be wonderful this game, as always. He is just
game of a lifetime.
He is. I can't say enough great things about this kid. I mean, he's just unbelievable. Do we miss Matt Stafford at all?
Nope.
This guy is doing things that no one else has done ever in the NFL. I mean, and he spreads the ball. I mean, we have a lot of weapons, and the way he spreads it around to these guys, it's just incredible. Who can stop us? He has so many options. And let's not forget our great O-line. So anyway, my prediction is 31-21 Lions. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Let's number one go. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Bob, it's the Lions winning 45-28. 45-28. Tight game early, then the Lions pull away. J-Mo goes off again. So J-Mo going off, Bill LaPorta as his Roar of the Week.
I love it.
All right. Connor, you went, right?
I did, yep. I said 42-28.
All right. Producer Kid J.
You know, I had thought a lot about this game, and I had to consult a new text that I acquired. It is I got the gift from UJ, the pro football sports betting and record and fact book. I looked at the overall, like what the overall statistics were when I'm what the overall record the Lions had against the Vikings. The Vikings are in the overall matchup went 480-44-2 overall, with the most recent win coming with the most recent having a loss against the Lions. But you know, it didn't say in this gigantic book what happened, what the Lions and Vikings records were when they both had 14 wins, also trying to go for the one seed and the division title. And you know, it said 0-0. And you know, when things like that happen, You just got to do one thing and one thing only, and you got to
throw out the record book.
Oh, man. And, throw it out of there.
Yeah, and so I...
But that was a gift.
With that, and I think it's going to be... I think the Lions are going to win 38-31.
Kid J's never wrong. Yeah.
All KJ right.
Play by the rules.
Kid J, 38-31 Lions.
It's too cool for
Beautiful.
School.
We've all predicted a Lions victory.
Crazy.
It's a big game. It's a big game.
At that last drive, it's going to be Kirby and Brian are both going to be reaching for the pick, and UJ and I are going to be like, oh my God, which one of us is right? So we're going to see who
and
comes
then out. They're going to both pull and end run in together. Is that what you said?
Oh, wow. What a moment that would be.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
That would be hilarious.
This is going to be one hell of a game. I do think the Lions are going to be motivated by the most amped up crowd you'll ever see. Maybe besides the Lions game against the Rams last year, just because that was the first playoff victory in 30 years. But nonetheless, we were talking about it before. Oh, wait. But, I mean, I am so pumped up for this game. It's almost all I can think about. There's other things about it, but it's taking up a lot of brain space, and I have the Lions. This is going to be a fun game, but they pull away in the fourth quarter, 34-24.
Oh, I love it!
Victory. We all have the over, by the way.
Right.
That makes sense, honestly.
Points,
Lions get the over, baby. Lions
I had the under.
Over.
I had the under. Just say that.
Let me
31-21.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
If I pull it up here, I just want to see what the Lions team total over under is in this game. It's gotta be in the. It's gotta be like 30 or something. Let's see. Yeah, it's 29.5. So
wow. Yeah,
and this is against arguably the best defense in the NFL. They're over under 30. So a lot of respect. A lot of respect. This is going to be one hell of a game. This is going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to send a bunch of Vikings fans some fun texts.
Next time, next week, we'll be 15-2, boys.
15-2.
Wow.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us here on the pod, the most fun pod of the year, even though Bob wasn't on it. But we are going to even have more fun. I'm not saying it was more fun because Bob wasn't here.
I'm just saying
he wasn't here for it. Bob, if you're listening, we love you. And we need
fun. Bum.
All right. But anyways, we will wrap it up here. But before we do, of course, we have to thank our producer,
Kid J.
Crushing it every week and throwing gifts behind him onto the ground. And of course, we want to thank Fanside for supporting the podcast. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Or if you want to follow us and subscribe to our YouTube channel, we'd love to see you on there at DTBK_Lions. Or just type in Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. You'll find us on there. Subscribe. We've gotten over 100 subscribers.
Yay.
We hit a milestone. Let's go.
Woo. 100.
So we appreciate all you doing that. Every week, you know, keeps growing. So really cool. But that's all I got. Otherwise, I just want to thank our listeners. We really greatly appreciate you. We hope you had a great holiday. Now it's time to get into the best holiday, NFL playoffs. It's a month and a half long holiday, so it's a really fun one. Best time of the year. So we hope everybody has a great rest of your weekend. We look forward to responding as soon as we possibly can. Maybe a small chance we go live after the game. So stay tuned for that. That's why you gotta subscribe to the YouTube channel to react to everything about the Sunday Night Football game, the biggest game in NFL regular season history, and it's involving the Lions. Let's go. Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always,
go!
Forward down the field, a charger. magic team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go, go.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.